Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are so happy that you have joined us this afternoon. This show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics, and we feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And today's show is brought to you by Marie Langley, realtor and intuitive. You can reach her phone number at 651-303-0555 for her services. And Beth Jacobson, spiritual mentor and intuitive. Contact Beth for individual sessions at 651-900-4136. And you can also tune into our Sunday blog or our Sunday show at from 6 to 7. And you can follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button. And check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And contact our email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love for you to give us any insight and feedback about our show, anything you would like to see or hear differently. And also go into our podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button and on the Blog Talk Radio page, and go into Facebook and like the Divine Goddess Radio page. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome to our Midweek Stress Buster show. How's everybody doing? I know that the retrograde is continuing to challenge a lot of people. Some days are good, some days are not so good. I just came out of a two-day, spinning vortex. And today I'm actually moving straight. So you're not alone. It is crazy. Just the way the energy is right now, just hang in there and keep moving.
And you guys just remember, Mercury in retrograde, it's everything that has not been resolved, that has been dormant. Or if you said, oh, I'm not going to deal with it just because I just don't have the energy to do it. And it's just coming back at a different layer. And knowing you're going to get through it, we're all going through it. I've had some energies trying to kick my butt, but it's like, oh, heck no. The hardest part, I think, is over with. I really do. And just know that you're not the only ones out there who are going through it. So I think it's really important right now, since we're talking about that, to bring in more, vitality and joy. And so what does vitality and joy mean to you? So Marie and I are going to do a little something different this week. We're going to add another show on Friday for you to just call in and talk about anything that you're needing some feedback on and whatever we can do to help you get through it. Now, mind you, I'm putting that out there. My intent is we're not doing an individual session just for one person because it's only a half hour. But if you have a question and you're saying, I'm stuck, can you help me? Or if you have feedback to give to somebody else, good God, give us your secret of how you're getting through it, because we would love to hear it ourselves. So,
yep, and that show on Friday will be at noon. Oh, so yes. From 12 to 12:30, we'll be taking callers. And if you're at work and you can't call in, the chat room is open. So just register on the browser, and then you can type your question in, and we will answer them on air while you're listening.
Okay, Marie, since I brought up, our show will be about vitality and joy today. And we're always going to have shows about joy, you guys, because we have to remember to bring in more joy,
yep.
joy, because that's what we're not used to. And that's what the new time period's about, is what brings your heart joy. So what does vitality and joy, how do you interpret that as? I mean, what does it mean to you?
Well, I mean, joy obviously is, being, surrounding yourself with things that keep you uplifted and bring you happiness and make you feel really good. And vitality, to me, is bringing whatever gives you that extra life force. I mean, vitality and life force
mm-hmm.
are kind of synonymous, in my opinion. So,
I absolutely agree to you. Yeah. So what are you doing that's bringing you in joy? I mean, you don't have to get the details, but are you finding during these times right now? Because this week, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it has been a week. Let me tell you, it's only Wednesday. So
it has, yeah. Monday was horrible. It was, you talk about redo. A simple 1 hour process turned into over 4 hours, which, yeah, interesting day. And the day just kept going from that, on that theme. And yesterday was I couldn't get everything done fast enough. So at some, at one point, I was home, and I just said, okay, I need to chill. I turned on my music really loud and just let the music take me away, you know, dancing away, singing away, doing dishes. But that was my way of bringing myself the joy that I needed to just kind of have that time out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm always revitalized. I have to remember to get my butt out on nature. I have to be literally on the earth. So either have a blanket and go sit on the grass or sitting on a bench so I can see the trees, because then I just go out in a zone and then I can take in all that energy that, you know, that I'm getting from trees. You guys don't realize what trees do for us. You seriously don't. And then right now with the dragonflies, have you noticed? Just
a lot
huge.
Of dragonflies.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're
summer.
Huge.
They're huge
they
in the
are.
Summer. And dragonflies for me, represent like illusions, and that's what we're working on, is letting all the illusions of the physical world go, you know. And when I think of illusions, when people are going, what in God's green earth does that mean? For me, illusions are what we've been taught,
mm-hmm.
that we can only, that our vision can only, it's very limited on what we can do, what we can see. So it's breaking that free and looking at, you know, somebody says I can only do this, but I wonder what the potential and the possibility of being able to go farther than that. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah, because I think a lot of us are stuck in that, you know, that kind of that mold.
Yeah.
That's the illusion. You know, yeah. This is how you're supposed to act. This is what you're supposed to say. This is what you're supposed to do. And when you step out of what you're supposed to do,
yeah.
then you're looked at as like, oh my God, what are you? But
mm-hmm.
this is all. This time is all about us coming into our true beings and being free
mm-hmm.
to just show the world. This is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. This is, you know, how I say it. And you have to accept me.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You know, and I know I'm not the only one out there, because Facebook is where I get all my feedback from people, to where they're going, oh, I get private message like you would not believe. Oh, my God, Beth, are you experiencing this? It's like, I'm not having that experience, but I get what it is you're going through, because I might have gone through it at another time.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's starting to get a little easier. I've been through my heck on earth, let me tell you. The wicked energies. Doesn't mean that I've been having like a lot of irrational thoughts and beliefs coming up, and then I get caught in it. And today I was going into it, and it's like, God bless it, it's Mercury in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Let it come up. And that was probably one of the first times I caught it before it got out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm questioning a lot of, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I not supposed to be doing this?
Yep.
I'm not getting any freaking signs for validations. Come on, universe. Is there a team, Beth, or am I on my own? And I swear to God, this is where I have to be very mindful and be very grateful that I have abundance and prosperity in my humor, because I forget about that. Prosperity and abundance comes in everything, and it's my humor that gets me through everything. I can find the light in everything, but it's remembering to do it for myself. I can do it for everybody else, but to remember to do it for myself.
Yeah, I mean, I had to do that the last couple of days. Every time something was going off the wall, I had to just sit back. I mean, you know, I'm at that point now where I actually will look at the situation and think, okay, I could go off the deep end and really, you know, have like an ulcer-like feeling in my stomach, or I could try to make light of it and shift it that way. And I'm finding that I'm automatically doing that now, so that when a situation does get out of control, you know what, find a way to laugh about it. And that's, you know, what I was doing. The 4 hours, you know, the 1 hour that turned into four. I tried to just keep my buyers calm. I tried to keep the closer calm. I tried to keep the listing agent calm. And, you know, keep it light, keep it full of humor, and everybody got through it that way.
It does, you guys, and yes, it does feel like the bipolar express again. However, I don't think it's as severe this time, but I call it the bipolar express because you're happy 1 minute and you're upset the next, or you're crying the next, and then you're right back going, oh, God, everything's going to be fine. So it's like, good Lord. It's like you're walking on eggshells. So that would be a bipolar express, but it's like, I just think it's hysterical. But you have to keep your humor.
Right, you do, because that will help you get through the situation and not make it worse. And as we are, you know, going through this retrograde and kind of having that situation, almost like a regurgitation of some sort.
Well, you're reevaluating it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of stuff is being regurgitated. I think
mm-hmm.
relationships are being reevaluated.
Oh, Lord, yes.
You know, your life purpose is being reevaluated. Your, you know, your work, everything is being reevaluated, and it's a great time actually to sit back and examine it. Don't push it to the back.
Yes.
Let it come forward, let it come up front, and then sit down and say, okay, why is it coming up?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that I have to evaluate this,
mm-hmm.
so let me reevaluate it, let me look at it, and then let me make the changes so that when Mercury does go forward on the 20th, then you have a plan of action.
Okay, so we only have to make it till the 20th.
We do.
Is that next week?
That is, let's see.
No, 2 weeks.
The 10th.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we got 10 more days.
But we can do it. We can do it. You know, and here's the thing is, keyword, and I was just guided to say we need to really pay attention to this. Yes, you guys are going to be reevaluating your life purpose. Those of us who are doing our work and all of a sudden things are at a halt, and go in a different direction, do not get discouraged. Because a lot of us are getting discouraged, including moi.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If it wasn't for this blog show, seriously, I think I'd be going, cripes, beam me up already. Because I am, you know. But and don't feel that you failed at your mission, you guys. No matter what, if you get that or not. It's like you came here. And right now, I think there's, just because we're on uncharted territory energetically, I think the universe is having to reevaluate and redo some stuff just because of work that people are doing that you guys are unaware of, you know, planetary work. So it's shifting stuff a lot sooner and quicker, and there was not the expectation that we would get to where we're at right now.
Yeah.
We didn't get a lot of credit, seriously, from a lot of beings that are out there. They didn't give us a lot of credit, thinking, oh, my God, the humans are really starting to figure it out.
Well, yeah, and I think people around the world, I mean, humanity in general, is starting to waken and go through the process. You see a lot of changes happening,
yes.
You know, with
yep.
with gay marriage
yes.
and gay rights and people being allowed to be who they are. People in different countries now are starting to have these little mini revolutions against their government because they, you know, don't like the way they're treated. So the world is awakening, and we have to go through that upheaval in order to get to the next step. But you have to get through that upheaval in a way that doesn't destroy everything.
Exactly. And remember, if I'm not mistaken, okay, we have Mercury in retrograde. We had a new moon.
Yep, yesterday.
So those are two different energies coming in. Then, if I'm not mistaken, was there an earthquake or was there a flood up somewhere? So anyways, you guys, just pay attention when there's natural disasters around the world. That energy has to come up from all of that, and it floats out in the world, and it might latch on to you, so it might be stuff that was not even yours, but we still have to transmutate all that stuff. So that it becomes pure love. So, you know, there's a lot that's going on right now.
Yeah, and since it is a new moon and we're in the sign of Cancer, Cancer is the sign of homes and, you know, relationships, a new moon is always a great time to write down what your intentions are or what you would like to happen. So you can still do it tonight. It's usually a couple days before and after.
That's what I was going to do. That's what I forgot.
Yeah, just write down what you'd like to see for the next month happen, you know, and use that as your intent and and for anything that you'd like to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And write it down, put it away, and let the energies do their thing. You could also write abundance checks, too, around at new moon time. So you can write out a check, you can use a personal check, or you can find a check online, and you write the check to yourself, you leave the amount open, and you put, you know, today's date, and you sign it from the universe. So that allows all this abundance to come in up until the next moon, new moon.
Don't you have that on your Facebook so I can go there and I can copy that?
I do, and I'll, you know what, I'll put it on the Divine Goddess Facebook page too.
Okay.
So people can go on Divine Goddess Radio on Facebook, and then I'll put the check and then what to do on there.
And just so you guys know, you don't have to have a new moon, full moon, or anything going on. You can do it at any time. But what I do recommend is that you have an altar that's just yours. So whether it's a dresser space, whether it's a pot and pan, you know, just your altar, whatever, because wherever you live, you know, if space is limited, make that little thing that it's just your space and nothing else goes in there but whatever it is that you want. So if you put that with something you write on and a statue or, a coin, whatever. Make it yours. Make that special place yours. So.
Yeah, and then remember, you know, when you do get abundance, it doesn't always have to be money. It doesn't have to be a huge check, even though that would be nice.
Yeah.
But it could be anything, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
My abundance this week has been great. I had some credits at Amazon. I was able to order like 4 decks of Oracle cards so I can start using them, and I paid 53 cents for four decks. So that was my abundance. And today I went shopping and bought a slew of stuff for like $20 that I couldn't believe I got that much for. So every time that happens, I thank the universe, because that to me is part of the abundance.
Oh, my abundance this week, especially today, has been, it was so hysterical. A lot of you guys, your kids might be really antsy. They might be appearing that they're really hyper. All they are is spirited, and there's a lot of energy that's surging through them right now because I work with kids. And the places that I was at, there was one place, the kids were all over the place, and the individual who was the supervisor was looking at me like, oh, God, Beth, what is going on? And I'm going, Mercury's in retrograde. She has no idea what all this stuff means. So I just say, Mercury's in retrograde. Then I go across the street to another place, and the kids are calm, but yet all of the kids wanted to sit right on top of me. So I knew they had to ground me, and they needed to get energy from me, too. So it was really interesting. So a lot of you, to where you're going, what is going on? Just remember, it is affecting the kids a lot greater than what you think. But they shift through it a lot easier than what we do. They should be anyways. It just looks different. It just looks different. Keep them outside and keep them in the water. The more you can swim and let this stuff out, I'm telling you, the physical activity, they'll get through it. It's a lot easier for them. So,
So what else do you have as far as vitality that you wanted to share?
Well, again, bringing in more joy, really discovering, you know, things that you thought that once brought you joy and you're becoming, because I've had conversations on Facebook with this, where people are going, God, what used to bring joy, I'm becoming more frustrated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, well, what if you're supposed to be, you're given an opportunity to really examine it right now and relook. You don't have to analyze it to death, but going, doesn't mean you have to give it up. Let's say you love to paint, or you love to sculpt, or you love to garden, you love to horseback ride. But things just are, because of the energy that's going on, you're feeling more frustrated. What if you're supposed to just give it a break and it's an opportunity to explore something new?
Mm-hmm.
Because what if you are supposed to be, and you've been told you're supposed to journal, you haven't journaled and you've kept yourself busy doing everything else.
Right.
And here's an opportunity to where you're getting frustrated with the way that you used to express yourself, but now you're being given an ample opportunity of, because now you're putting words on paper, so you're learning to be a little more creative with your verbal words, whether written or whether oral.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just one example.
Right. I have a friend who is always telling me that, you know, I've always been told I'm supposed to write a book, and she's going through all these frustrations in her life.
Yeah.
But she doesn't take the time to sit down and write her book. And it's like, okay, you know, things are stalling for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Sit down and start writing your book.
And you know the thing is, those of you, because I know the people who need to hear this are going to hear this, the reason you haven't written that book, it doesn't mean, because you're getting caught up on, well, what do I have to say? Who's going to want to know it? It doesn't mean you're going to sell your book. It might be a book to where you can always go to a Kinko's or some kind of a, you know, print shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if Kinko's is still around. I don't even know why that word came up. You could go to your local whatever store to photocopy it. But it might be towards just a book that you organized your thoughts, and it's for you, and you put it in a treasure chest, and this is your story,
mm-hmm.
your story, your new story that you want to tell, whatever it is that, you know, fancies your boat, whatever it is.
Right. I mean, it could be something that, it's a story that maybe you want to tell your kids, but you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
And then it's something that you can write down and later on, you know, say, hey, I've written this story for you. I had a hard time verbalizing it, but it's all here. Here's my history. Here's what I went through.
Or here's a perfect opportunity. I'm getting information for this too. Take your experience writing it down, and if it was an ugly experience, look at it as an opportunity. Now put it in the way that you'd be able to tell it to a child, but it's going to be playful, and it's going to have a beautiful ending, and you're going to use kids' words so it's not fear-based, but it's a way for you to recreate. Let's say you had a, you know, whatever your experience was as a child. turn that story and make it really positive. And what if it's just a story that you're supposed to write for yourself, a neighbor, you know, your children? What if it's nephews, nieces?
Mm-hmm.
What if that book all of a sudden turns into something else before you know it? So do you see that's writing a whole new chapter of your life? That's one way of being able to do it. So, I mean, there's so much that you can do with that right now. And it's obviously I'm supposed to, that's the universe because the word book keeps coming up. I'm supposed to be writing books. And I keep blowing it off. So I'm right there with you, people. I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
I know. I hear all the time. Oh, you're supposed to journal. You have to write a book. And I'm like, I'm not a writer. So I'm waiting for my moment to come where all of a sudden the words start flowing through me. So I don't know.
You know, the thing is, if you're supposed to write a book for others to see, it's going to come out.
Right.
And if it's the day before you cross over from the physical world, that book will be completed. But just because I've been there too, it's not because we get caught up in, well, what do I have to say that anybody else wants to hear about, mm-hmm. you know? And but all that is that unworthiness. That's all that is. Well, guess what? Do I need to work on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And I know I'm not the only one out there.
Right. So, you know, like we said, examine what's coming up. Sit down and take a look at it. Don't get frustrated by it. But take a look at it in a way that says, okay, what am I supposed to change? How can I change, because it's coming up for a reason during this time, what can I do to change it so that a month from now, my life looks different?
Wow.
You know, examine that. Examine it.
Yeah. There's a good challenge for you people.
Yeah.
And you can decide. Nobody's holding you accountable.
And even if you just sit down, you know how people doodle?
Yeah.
Just say, okay, let me write down what's been coming up. What are my frustrations? What's challenging me?
Mm-hmm.
If you put it down in writing and say, okay, how can I change this? What does this become? You know, and then put it away, and a month later, look at it and see where your life has gone.
And guess what, you guys? Wouldn't that be perfect for you to call in on Friday?
Yes.
And saying, here's where I'm stuck. Can you guys give me any ideas? And, you know, Marie and I, just because we do a lot of work with people, and I work with people of all ages, kids and adults, you know, you have a lot of feedback and just our ages. We have a lot of our life experiences bringing this picture too. So, and plus we're intuitives and we do individual services for others too. So we do this, not just the blog talk. We have our individual intuitive business also. So
yeah, and here's the call-in number is area code 347-327-9360. That number is always, always the same. It's always posted on our Blog Talk Radio page for every show. So if anyone wants to call in, you know, on any show that we're doing, that number is always there. But for Friday, I'm giving you the number. So, you know, if you'd like to call in, we'll be here.
And I would say really access that, you guys. You have all these podcasts that you can go into that you can look at. Whatever's drawn to you is what energetically you're needing at that time. You don't have to get through every single one of them in one day, but just listen. And you might be listening to the same one 10 times, 20 times, because it does happen, because every time you're going to hear something new and something different. And it's the energy codes, the code words that are in the energy of the words that whoever is talking at that time that's coming to you. So, and it might be to where you get that piece of the information of what you need to do next in your life to help you on your path of waking up and, you know, just stepping into your own.
Right, and the reason we have a lot of guests, too, is, you know, we know a lot of people with different specialties and who do different things. And if you're listening to any of the past shows, remember, their contact information is there. You know, you can reach out if you're drawn to somebody. You know, ask them, go to them for a reading or do whatever. That's why we do it. We like to put these services out for people to help you. You know, if you're drawn to a specific guest, contact them. That's what they're there for.
You know, and also on that note, for those of you who are just starting up your business or you know somebody who is looking at, oh, how do we get our business out there? Marie and I take, we take advertisers, we take sponsors, and we take donations. You guys, we're reaching thousands and thousands of people. We are doing awesome with this show. It's an excellent way because you have forever advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And deal. So that would be a good way of being able to get your business out there to where people can come and download you at any time. And you give a brief description. We mention it on the show. We put it on our blog. Like I said, we have three package deals that you can choose from. So that would be a good way for getting your services out there. And if you don't have a service and you just want to donate to this, we do take that, so that keeps this blog talk show up and running. So
right, and our contact information is always on the Divine Goddess Radio blog talk page, and we mention it on every show. So, you know, don't hesitate to contact us. We're here for you.
Yes, we are. We
are. So, shall we do, we have about 5 minutes. Shall we do a card reading?
Let's do a card reading.
Okay.
Which one are you going to do?
Let's do the Oracle, Archangel Oracle card.
Okay.
I'll see what comes up. You talk, I'll show.
Okay, so here you guys. She is going to do the Doreen Virtual, the Archangel Oracle cards, her brand new little pretty deck. We're going to be the first ones. Oh, you've used it. Oh, she hasn't even taken the wrapping off of it yet. So it's going to be really interesting to see if it just coincides with everything that we've been talking about right now today. If it has anything to do with vitality and joy, so that we are sitting A-OK on our well-being, our individual well-being. So take care of yourself. It's not just about taking care of everybody else. You know, we're all here to be of service for one another, but to also remember you need to be of service for yourself. You know, so what do you do to take care of you? And that's where a lot of us are, you know, really trying to figure that out. So guess what Marie's card was? I'm going to let you say it, Marie.
Hey, the card I drew was Relationship Harmony, and it's Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
Well, you guys, guess how that coincides
wow.
with all the internal dialogues we have going on? It's our own inner
yes,
relationship.
It's all what's coming up with Mercury retrograde. So I'd say the archangels are with us, too. Nice to know we have the support. So interesting.
Sounds
I will put that picture up, too, up on the Facebook page as well.
And don't forget, you guys, with the weather being the way it is, crazy and everything, remember to take your Epsom salt bath because that can release toxins from your body, as well as Himalayan sea salt baths, to use your essential oils. I'm trying to think, to wear crystals.
Crystals, yeah.
Crystals or stones and whatever is drawn to you. So if you do not have a store near you that carries this, Marie and I, our intention is that we're going to get something up and going here so you'll be able to just come and order things off from us. So, as a matter of fact, since I'm saying that, if there's anybody out there who is interested in doing an exchange of service, what Marie and I have to offer, the individual stuff, we get a lot more in-depth, and you want to do it in exchange for because you're a computer whiz and you know how to get things up and going, Marie and I have plans for this. So if you want to contact us, and we can do like an exchange of some sort, give us a call.
Yep.
You can contact us, again, Beth, 651-900-4136, Marie, 651-303-0555, or divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or better yet, even go onto Facebook and
like our Divine Goddess Radio page.
And you can sit here and talk to us, whatever it is that you need to do. Or you can do the Gmail too. So
right. So we hope this show was helpful for you this week and, you know, getting through the yuck and the muck that's going on. And remember, you know, feel free to call in Friday. We're going to be on
it's
at
interactive
noon.
Interactive Friday.
Yeah. Noon, Central Standard Time. And if you got a question, call in. We'll be answering people's questions. And if you have something that would be of use to other people, also call in and share it with everybody because the more people that, you know, share the tips, the better it is for everyone.
And remember, you guys, shine your light, shine it bright. Don't let anybody dim it down tonight. Look at that, I made it rhyme. But, you know, shine your light, be that bright light, because the more you're this bright light, there's going to be some stuff that's going to come up against you. Remember not to personalize it, because mm-hmm. it's meant for you to shine the light on that dark.
Right.
And so just remember to love it no matter what. Doesn't mean you have to put up with any form of anything that's there to hurt you, but just shine the light. And don't be afraid to be that one individual who's sitting here and, you know, speaking your divine truth and not afraid to be who it is that you are. Be that bright light.
Yep. Well, have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you on Friday.
We send you love and light. Bye.
Bye.